If you've ever felt like there are barriers to your belief, then today I want to suggest some books that might help to remove them. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you after a week away. We're a couple weeks out now from Easter, although we are still squarely in the Easter season, which is the longest season of the church year. So today I want to lift up a few books related to Easter. I'll say a word about each of them. Before I do that, though, I want to mention one book that's related to, in a oblique way, to the most recent Faith and Life event that we had. I was just chatting with Tim about this. So a week ago, or last Thursday, what was that, April 24th? So the Thursday after Easter, we hosted New York Times columnist David Brooks for the concluding Faith and Life event for the 2024-2025 season. I mention that because it was an exceptionally wonderful event. And if you did not have a chance to see it, we will link to that YouTube video on the Faith and Life channel. I would commend it to you. And so I think of it just because it just happened, but I also think of it because I'm talking today about books. And I don't remember if I've mentioned this one or not. This one is by a colleague of David Brooks of the New York Times. Ross Douthat is his name. Ross is actually a former Faith and Life speaker from many years ago about a different book that he wrote. This one is called Believe, Why Everyone Should Be Religious. And it's a very recent book. I think it was actually published last year in 2024. So anyway, that's the first book I will commend to you. And then I have three other books, which, as I began, this is the season of Easter. And so these are all books that in different ways respond to questions people may have about Easter, which it turns out was sort of what my Easter sermon was about. And if you didn't have a chance to see that, we'll maybe link to that as well. You know, I am a pastor, so I think people assume, well, your job is to tell people about Jesus. Which, of course, that's a fair assessment, I suppose. But I would actually say that because there's so much noise in our culture, so much, in some ways, disinformation or myths or misinformation or misunderstandings about God and about Jesus and about what Christians believe, all of those things create a real barrier to belief. Okay, so in some ways, I'll lift up Ross's book up again as an example. If here's me as a pastor and Jesus is over here, yes, I want to tell people about Jesus, but there's all of this sort of stuff in the middle. And so in some ways, I feel like my job, before I can tell people about Jesus, is to remove some of those myths, that misinformation, that bad history, and so forth. And in some ways, the three books I'm going to lift up today do precisely that. And I'm going to, these are in, They're sort of in chronological order. I'm actually going to start with one I know I've mentioned before. This is Dorothy Sayers, The Man Born to Be King. This is 12 short plays about the life of Jesus. I read it again this Lent, which is a practice I've gotten into doing in part because my hero C.S. Lewis also read it every Lent. It is so good at making sense of the drama, the narrative, the events of the Gospels. I mean, Sayers was a very, very serious student of the Gospels, but also a very talented playwright. And so she's able, and again, I know I've said this before, to get at the motivations of the characters, to breathe life into them, and to help the reader make sense of the drama that unfolds, especially, again, towards the end of Jesus' life during Holy Week when he's arrested and tried and eventually killed. So, and it's funny, I've been, every Easter, every Christmas, there are all kinds of shows on TV or podcasts that come up to talk about Jesus, and, you know, maybe there's a new discovery, or they want you to think there's a new discovery. I've listened to a few of those, and in more than one instance this Easter, I've thought, you guys should read Dorothy Sayers. You should read the plays. It'll make sense of exactly what you're talking about, you know? So anyway, I just can't say enough about these plays. And it's not the plays themselves. It's actually often the introductions to each of the plays written by Sayers that, again, helps you make sense of what's going on behind the scenes as she lays out this incredible story. Okay, so that's one book I would commend to you. The other one is called Who Moved the Stone? A Skeptic Looks at the Death and Resurrection of Christ. It's the author's pen name is Frank Morrison. His actual name was Albert Henry Ross. As I understand it, he was actually an advertising executive who was sort of haunted by Jesus and the story of Christ. And he wanted to write a story that, or a book that debunked it, that whole story. And so he started doing research. And what he ended up doing is realizing, oh, wait, it's all true. This particular edition of this book is by a well-known contemporary theologian named Lee Strobel. Why do I think of this one, this book? Because in her book, Dorothy Sayers, or in her play, is The Man Born to Be King, one of the books that she acknowledges as being very helpful for her as she, again, gets sort of beneath the story at the motivations, at the way the action plays out, is precisely Frank Morrison's book, Who Moved the Stone. It is filled with questions that are fair and legitimate questions that people would have, and he addresses them really, really brilliantly. So it's not a long book, but I would commend this one to you as well. And then the book that's most recent is one I'm actually still working my way through, is called The Case for Jesus. This is by a gentleman named Brant Petrie. And in each of these books, by the way, I have mentioned different connections, Ross with David Brooks, Dorothy Sayers, or with this Frank Morrison book, this one with Brant Petrie. There's an afterword by Bishop Robert Barron, who's the Catholic Bishop of Rochester, Winona, here in Minnesota, who does amazing work on a platform called Word on Fire. So again, the subtitle of this is The Biblical and Historical Evidence for Christ. And what Brant does in this book is he works through, again, very sort of intentionally the kinds of questions that people have been raising about, well, are the Gospels true? When were they written? Are they anonymous? How do we make sense of this story? And so far, at least, I've been very impressed by it. And so, again, even though I haven't finished it, I would commend it to you as well. So I lift up, again, these three specifically during the season of Easter, precisely because I think they are really helpful at removing or reducing some of those barriers that get in the way of our ability to see the story fully and completely in all of its truth, in all of its glory, in all of its mystery. So if you are looking for something this Easter season to read that addresses the resurrection, I would commend all of those. I'm going to end just by saying something I say all the time, which is, well, it's a twofold thing. One, if there are books that you have read, which you have found helpful as you reflect on Christianity and belief, please note them below. And again, as always, if you have questions you'd like me to respond to in future episodes or maybe by email, I would love to hear from you with those questions as well. And I sense that my voice is failing, so that's maybe a sign for me to sign off. So until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.